That's a real good win for our football team. Really proud of the way the guys stepped up and played. You know, we had a real good week of practice, and thought we played a pretty good football team against a Jet team that was riding high off of last week's big win against Miami. I'm really proud of the way they played. I know a lot of people didn't expect us to do much today, but you know, these guys came in here with a lot of determination, and thought they played a good, solid game. Not perfect. There's still a lot of things we need to work on, but it's happy with the way they played. It's always good to get a good division win on the road, and we're certainly happy to do that. So on to Miami next week, but you know, we're going to enjoy this one for a little while. It's good to come down here and win at Giants Stadium. Matt did a good job. Thought all our players played hard. Matt took care of the ball, and it wasn't perfect. We had some rough spots in there, but you know, he did a good job making good decisions, and you know, didn't put us in any bad situations, and made some good positive plays. Thought he managed the game well.
You can talk about the contributions of Sammy Forrest and Lamont Jordan, especially down the stretch.
Well, you know, we had a lot of backs that all contributed, Kevin, he did a great job for us. Lawrence ran hard, he blocked well, and Sammy made some big catches and runs, as did Lamont. So, you know, I think our depth at running back definitely helped us in this game. We kind of struggled in the first half to three quarters running the ball, but, you know, at the end we got some big runs when we needed them, and certainly Lamont's a tough guy to tackle. When he gets his pads down, he can run hard. Sammy made, you know, a couple big third down conversions for us that through the drive after they scored, we took it pretty much the length of the field for the field goal. That was obviously a big drive, and there was some, you know, big conversions there, especially that third and two that Sammy picked up.
Bill, how much of a turning point was Miami's interception?
Well, it's always good to turn the ball over. You know, it was a great field position play, and then offensively we were able to capitalize on it and get it in. So it's just a good team football. Defense setting up the offense taking advantage of the opportunity and scoring. So that was great.
A bunch of defense came up big on the pads, especially early on in the game in the goal line stand. But also, can you talk about Davis Thomas and the sack he had between the defense?
Well, Dalius is, he's a good football player. He does a lot of things for us. He plays a lot of coverage situations. He rushes a lot, plays the end of the line in the running game. And, he's made big plays for us, you know, ever since he's been here. And, with him and Mike there, there's two good guys on the end of the line. It's tough to pick out one guy or the other that you really want to deal with. They both do a good job. And, you know, Dalius had some big plays in there today.
You mentioned a lot of people didn't expect much from the team. Do you think that motivated the people?
I think this team was going to come down and do what we did today, regardless of what anybody else thinks. You know, that's just who they are, and that's what they want to do. That's their job. I don't think it really matters what you think. I just think that's what they're going to do, regardless.
Bill, you've talked about red zone a lot this summer, and obviously that came up big today. You see an improvement there. How big today?
Yeah, it's good to get off to a good start down there. You know, obviously last week was a big stop against Kansas City, and you don't make three plays down there on a goal line. Today was, you know, it was huge. I thought we, you know, didn't play too well the next time they got down there. They threw a little look pass out there and then popped a run in there before we were really, you know, just didn't play those plays very well. But the first series that we held into field goals, that was a big stop. It was a big series. And, kept them from offsetting our two field goals with a touchdown. So, that was a big goal line stop. You're right, we didn't have many of those last year. So it's good to see that one come through.
You talked about Kostowski not only on the field goals, but also the touchbacks.
Steve kicked the ball very well. Obviously, the wind was a little bit of a factor, but even into the wind, he kicked it high and long, and that's the best kickoff coverage you can have when you just knock it through the end zone. And he gave us some big plays, especially against a team like the Jets. It's one of the best kickoff return teams in the league, and they're very challenging to cover and stopping the return game with Washington and their blocking schemes and all that. So. That really helped us.
It looked like you rotated guys through at all three levels on defense. Is that heat related or the plan?
Well, we did that last week, and we did it this week. And certainly heat was a part of it, but I feel like we got good depth, and we tried to use it. I think we got most of those guys a break somewhere along the line, for the most part, and Guyton and Pierre Woods and those guys got some snaps for us, along with all six of the defensive linemen. You know, Keevan and Mike Wright and Jarvis all played in the safeties. So, as long as everybody keeps doing a good job, we'll keep playing them and trying to keep everybody involved in the game. That was a big play Brandon had for us. So, I'm glad he was in there for that one. Okay. All right. Thank you.